But not only does he promise happiness now, he promises honor to come. In chapter 12, verse 26, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. And all the service that you do that people don't notice, and people don't appreciate if they do notice, and you think no one has noticed, and God sees everything. He knows your deeds. He knows your hard work. He knows your perseverance. He knows you're doing more now than you did before. He knows the holidays have come up and you're still maintaining your commitment. He knows, he sees, and the day is coming when he's going to honor you in front of all of the universe. He'll call out your name and present you with what the Bible says is a crown that represents a reward for a life lived in service to the King. On that day, will you receive a reward? Will you be honored because of the service you've rendered the Lord? You know, 1 Corinthians 3 tells us something that I try to remind myself of every day. If there's something I live in light of, it's this passage. And it tells us that you and I are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I want to make it very clear that if you have ever come to the cross by faith and you've received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you will never be judged for your sin. Never going to be held accountable for that guilt of your sin ever again. You're saved from the wrath of God. You are saved from judgment. But 1 Corinthians 3 says that we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ in our Christian lives. From the moment we received Christ until the moment we see Christ is going to pass through the test of the fire of God's holiness. All of our service is going to pass through the fire. And that which we have done for Jesus, service of the soul, that's been offered according to his will, in obedience to his word, done his way, is going to be like gold, silver, and precious stones that will pass through the fire, and he's going to give us a reward for that. And the reward may be nothing more, nothing less than a crown that we have to lay at the feet of the King when we see him face to face. On the other hand, if you've lived your life pretty much for yourself, you're saved, but you just serve when you feel like it. Or you're saved and you feel secure in that and you don't feel you need to serve and nobody's asked you to serve and they don't appreciate it when you do. And so you sort of live your life according to your will and you do things your way and you're not obedient to the word because you're not spending time in it to really know what he says. And you think if you just neglect it and you don't know what he says, then you're not held accountable to be obedient to it. And your life is like wood, hay, and stubble. And it passes through the fire of God's holiness on judgment day and it's burnt up. And you're saved, you're in heaven, but as though by fire, it's as though you squeak through the door and you have nothing to show for your whole Christian life. And I want to ask you something. On the day when you see Jesus, on the day when you see your King, and you see after all of these days and years of knowing him by faith, you see him face to face, and you see what he looks like. You see the color of his eyes and the way he wears his hair and you see the expression on his face as he looks at you. And you see the wound on his brow where the thorns were and the wounds in his hands and feet where the nails were. And you fully comprehend for the first time in your life what it cost him to welcome you into his heavenly home, what it cost him personally to take away your sin and offer you eternal life on that day. Don't you think you'll want something to give him? And I don't believe we will ever have anything to give him that will match what he has given us. But a crown to lay at his feet is something. And on that day, will you have a crown given to you in reward for a life of service done in his will, according to his way, in obedience to his word? A crown to lay at his nail-scarred feet? Or will you have the ashes of a wasted life to press into his nail-scarred palm? On that day, what decision will you wish you had made tonight? Will you wish you had decided to offer the King service of the soul for his birthday? service of the soul that lasts longer than just the holiday season, lasts a lifetime. On that day, will you have regrets? When that day comes, don't have any regrets. Don't have any wishes and second guesses. Make the decision tonight to offer the King that which he wants for his birthday. Service of the soul, service that flows out of your heart of love for him and as an expression of your worship to him, service that reflects his heart, service that reflects his hand.